First up, we've got Matt Tukaki. Matt was director of the Suicide Prevention Office until the beginning of February 2024. He's with me this morning in the studio. Tēnā koe, Matt.
Morena, great to be with you.
Is the role of the Suicide Prevention Office important, and why?
Well, it's extremely important. I mean, look, suicide in Aotearoa, particularly when it comes to Māori males, is significantly high. So per head of population, it's one of the highest rates in the country. And so the importance of this kaupapa has got to be arced around how do we prevent our young people from taking their lives, essentially. And once you understand the complexity of it and why that is so important, can you imagine if we were to do more to save the hundreds, if not thousands, of young people over the course of the last few years and even into the future, what more they would add to our country's fabric? I mean, they would be builders and carpenters and sparkies and doctors and nurses and teachers. So for every life we are able to keep with us through suicide prevention, I'd say the better.
So the Ministry of Health said last week they were going to axe more than 100 jobs ahead of a proposed cut, which included, a proposed cut to the Suicide Prevention Office. Mm. Then the Minister of Mental Health turns around and says, hold it, I didn't know about that, we're not going to close it, it will remain open. Does that give you any confidence in how our mental health is regarded?
Well, a lot of things give me goosebumps. I mean, the lack of crayfish in my diet gives me goosebumps. But in all reality, I think this the conversation needs to change. Okay, there's the politics of it all about public sector job cuts and finding money to pay for certain policies and to me. But at the end of the day, this is a great opportunity to also take stock. Where are we as a country when it comes to suicide prevention? Because it's not just Māori, it's Pacifica, it's middle-aged white males, it's women in their later years, our Asian whānau and so on and so forth. So actually, if you just put to one side for a moment the statements and all the rarirari that's been going on over this particular kaupapa for the last few days and focus on, well, actually, where do we go to from here as a country? That's a conversation I'd rather us all be having. But, you know, public sector cuts are brutal. It means people lose their jobs, their livelihoods. It means that they're no longer to keep up with the mortgage payments, potentially. And no sooner do I see that happening outside of Wellington than I do in Wellington. It's a moot point. It's a fallacy. Is a fallacy even a word these days? I don't know. But it's wrong to assume that all these job cuts happen in this Wellington environment. They don't. The vast majority of staff under my watch were not based in Wellington. They're based around the country and exceptional, amazing people. And I'd also say that the people in the mental health and addictions area, more generally, whether they work for the Ministry of Health or work for community-based organisations, not-for-profits and NGOs, they get up every single day to ensure that they do what we all expect them to do in a tough environment, save people's lives.
You know, people are under so much pressure now, today, not only with the financial stress on all of us, but if you're still looking at places like Wairoa and the Hawke's Bay and those whānau affected by floods, there is huge damage that's been done to our tamariki and whānau, then there's an insecurity within the country. So how can, you know, is there a plan? I think that's my question. Is there a plan?
Oh, great question. Yes, there is a plan. It's called the National Suicide Prevention Strategy. It's a 10-year plan that came in 2019 called Every Life Matters. We're halfway through that plan at the moment. I mean, even if I was still in the job, I'd make the suggestion, hey, let's take a pause. The times and the environment is different to what it was back in 2019. There are added problems and things that we've seen emerging. Financial distress is a big issue. Just before I got sick, because I had a major medical event myself coming into this, just before I got sick, I was travelling between Whangarei and Dunedin, speaking to whānau with the Māori Health Directorate of the Ministry of Health, who do great work. And what I was listening to was, you know what, climate change is becoming a big issue. And that was on the cusp of what happened with Cyclone Gabrielle. And then I got crook. But coming back to the before crook and after crook, the reality is that climate change was not on the agenda so much on mental health and suicide prevention back in 2019, but it is now. And that speaks to your point about community-based resilience. And so that's why, irrespective of what I might personally feel about cutbacks and all the rest of it, that's why it's a good opportunity to take stock. This is where we are now. How do we navigate to what is going to be an increase in these events? Wairoa, for example. I mean, you know, when you take away the Māori infrastructure from a community, you take away the ability for that community to help and resource and support itself. Marae are fantastic places and always have been. When there's a natural disaster, the kitchen's open, the meeting house opens, the marae opens, and it, you know, there's a space for everybody to come and meet, have kai, coordinate a lot of the emergency services, coordinate, have a look at Ngā Mātā Waka down in Christchurch after the Christchurch earthquakes and then Kaikoura, have a look at what Hawani Waititi does, Ngāwhiti Waititi, all of these different marae around the country play an exceptional role. So my question is, even in the building of a new national suicide prevention strategy for Māori in particular, how can we lean in to support that infrastructure as it changes and adapts to its new environment?
Mm. Yes, and what I think one of the questions, though, coming from the regions too, is has there been too much emphasis coming from Wellington and not enough listening to what is happening in the communities most affected?
Oh, that's another great question, because I take the view that there's been a lot too much hui, not enough doi. We are really good in this country of hui, hui, listen, 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 talk, talk, talk. But then it comes down to, what does action look like? And so Wellington has its role, the communities have their role to play. But my question has always been, well, okay, so what does that look like? What's the next step? How do we execute? How do we implement? How do we not only do that, but how do we monitor? So when things aren't working so well, you know what, it's okay to say it's not working so well. Let's pivot, let's change, let's adapt.
I think that's a really good point to end on.
Yeah.
What's our next step? What's going to happen?
Yeah, so the next step, I think, is really important. Great question again. You're full of great questions this morning. I think one of the most important things is, where to from here? What does our next 5 years look like? And you know what? Matt Ducey, the mental health minister, you know, for all of my personal observations about certain people and certain politics and policies and all the rest of it, the reality is it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. On the cusp of so much change, climate, financial distress, you name it. Now is the opportunity to say, well, okay, this is what our next 5 years needs to look like. This is how we're going to get there. This is who's going to be on that bus and the waka, or whatever you want to call it these days. Now I've got my head in the song, the wheels on the waka go, or the paddles on the waka go up and down. Oh, God, I've lost the plot already. But where to from here? And I hate to say it, but it involves not just one of us or two of us. It involves everybody.
Ka pai. Thank you very much for your deep and thoughtful comments, Matt. Have a great day.
You too. Kia ora.
Kia ora.